He's in form. He was terrific for us with his track work segment last week, tipping a few winners. Let's hope that can continue. Warren, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth.
First of all, we'll have a chat about the Friday jump outs and, of course, some work this morning. We'll start with the in-form Anthony Friedman stable.
And a couple from the jump outs that also had a bit of a spin around this morning. Just Benjamin, who was a real eye-catcher at his Australian debut with no luck. I think he's heading to an 1,800-metre race at Caulfield on Saturday, and I Am Immortal, who's ready to resume, who also jumped out last Friday. I'm Immortal had a sharp workout this morning also, so he'll be forward enough to run well first up, I would think, at Caulfield on Saturday. And Just Benjamin goes to an 1,800-metre race, and I think he's just about in everybody's black book. It's going to be a real race because there's two imported gallopers that are heading to that race that have impressed at their first Australian outings, and Just Benjamin's one of them. I'm making an early play for a Quinella at Caulfield on Saturday out of that race. But Just Benjamin and I Am Immortal were nice workers this morning, particularly I Am Immortal, and both performed well in jump outs last Friday.
And speaking of Anthony Friedman, you tipped us, and it was a great tip with Anseatic there to take out the preview of the Blue Dime, and he's now into $3.50 as the market leader for Victoria's featured two-year-old race. Have you seen him this morning? Has he pulled up okay?
No, I haven't seen him, and he may. I'm not sure if he's
might be out the farm
back down to Pinecliff. But
yeah.
No, I didn't see him this morning. I did see Valaquinta, the Godolphin horse from the James Cummings stable, that won impressively a Friday night at the Valley. He just did some pace work this morning, but didn't see Hanseatic.
Valaquinta at $11. It was impressive on Friday night. What about Mike Moroney? How did his horses work this morning? Any of his stable stick out to you today?
I thought Albert worked very nicely, and he's nominated for the Manfred Stakes, which is going to be a good race at Caulfield on Saturday for the three-year-olds. And Actow's won from their stable. He's going to clash with Just Benjamin on Saturday. He had a jump out last Friday also. They were 2,000-metre mark on the course proper, and he worked through the line. They're normally 800-metre or so jump outs, but on the course proper, you can gallop as far as you like. I'd suggest he went close to at least 1,000 metres and worked nicely through the line when a few of the others were pulling up. It's going to be a mouth-watering clash at Caulfield on Saturday, Just Benjamin versus Actow, and they've both come through their Australian runs really well and liked Actow's jump out last Friday.
It's great to see just a wonderful group of three-year-olds this season. One of the very best is Exceedance. Is he far away?
Well, he had a gallop this morning. It's the first time I've seen him gallop, and he only went home in about 26 seconds for his last 400 metres. But he galloped on the steeple grass, just nice and steady, evens early, and then built into his work. But obviously plenty up his sleeve when Exceedance is only running 26 seconds for his last 400 metres. But I thought he worked really nicely. He's obviously just a horse that's got a great action and a high class. He's probably a while away from perhaps having a jump out. Most of the family of Team Hawks are over in New Zealand trying to find the next good horse at the moment. But, he just had a nice workout, I suppose, just starting to gear up would be my description of his gallop this morning. And she won from their stable that I really want to keep an eye on, is a horse called Born a Warrior. I think he might be a really nice horse. He comes through last Friday's jump outs as well. Likely to perhaps have another jump out before he heads to the races. But wherever they put Born a Warrior first up, I'm keen to know what's going on there.
I fell in love with the horse over the weekend, Warren. And I've always had a big opinion of him, but Catalyst, I know he's into around $9 now with tab.com.au. He won, and he should have won, with the quality of thoroughbred he is over there at that Karaka race at Ellerslie. But I can't wait for that All-Star Mile. Alligator Blood, Colding at the top of the market, another New Zealander and Melody Bell. But I know Damien Lane's now being booked for Catalyst. Do you have an early thought on that race?
I want to get through the Australian Guineas first.
Yeah.
You've got Alligator Blood, Super Seth and Catalyst.
What a race.
I'm thinking that he's going to measure up. I think at the moment, in their current form, despite the fact that Super Seth beat Alligator Blood in the Caulfield Guineas, I think Alligator Blood's probably the benchmark at the moment, and at least he's been to Victoria and ran well. Want to see Catalyst do it, but like you, Gareth, I'm really excited about what we've seen him do and excited to see how he does measure up against our best three-year-olds.
Enjoying your work, Warren. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Warren Huntley with his Flemington track work update on this Tuesday. Now, Robbie Nicholson's busy today, but he's been to track work at Caulfield, and his best workers this morning were Bonds Away and Away Game. Both are flying, according to Robbie. And Mildred, that star two-year-old for Graham Beg, is looking super too. So that's the track work report from Rob Nicholson at Caulfield this morning.